Some of you may remember World War I. Raise your hand if you do. One of the more famous pilots during World War I was the one called the Red Baron. The Red Baron and those other pilots like him flew planes that were not equipped with throttles for slowing down or speeding up. As you can imagine, constant full speed took its toll on the life of an engine. Takeoffs and landings were especially difficult. Veteran missionary pilot Bob Griffin described those aircraft in his book Cleared for Takeoff. In contrast to those planes, Bob flew an aircraft with a throttle and a tough engine that came with these instructions. Takeoff power, or full power, may be used for only a maximum of 5 minutes. The pilot was instructed to back off from full power as soon as possible. Trouble was ahead for those who ignored the warning. What does this have to do with our lesson tonight? God did not create us to run at full speed all the time. We can do that for a while. We can pack our lives real busy and real full with one activity after another, but if we don't slow down occasionally, we're headed for a burnout or, what's worse, a crash landing. During a very busy time in Jesus' life, he told his disciples to come aside for a while and rest, Mark 6:31. We need these times of rest. So if you're running at full speed, you need to let up on the throttle. And we'll see in tonight's lesson that the Bible reveals that resting can actually be a service to God. A very well-known physician from the 12th century by the name of Maimonides said, if a person sleeps in order to allow his mind to rest and to give rest to his body so that he should not become sick and unable to serve God because of illness, in this case, his very sleep is service to God. It all depends on your intention. Are you resting so you can have the energy to do God's work? Are you relaxing so you can feel like doing God's work? Are you doing those things so you can do God's work with more joy, more enthusiasm, more strength? Then that is, in many ways, serving God. So tonight we're going to examine what Scripture tells us about what rest is, the need for rest, and the avenues by which to find rest. First of all, what is rest? Wow, when I started looking up definitions of rest, it just went on and on and on. And it really made me think about what rest is. You might have rested this afternoon, or maybe you rested yesterday. But listen to some of these concepts that come from various words that are translated rest, or rest that we have in our own language. Rest, it's freedom from toil and strain in order to relax or to recover strength. Rest is freedom from whatever worries or disturbs you. It's to cease from work with the idea of release from anxiety, from worry, from insecurity. Jesus was talking to his disciples in Matthew chapter 11, and he told them this beginning in verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, you'll recognize these words. Some of you may have them memorized. At the end of that chapter, beginning in verse 28, Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes rest means to lie down, to be settled, to be fixed, to be secure. In other words, you're not running around in frustration. Sometimes to rest means to dispose yourself in order to relieve fatigue, to relieve burnout. I know, and you probably do too, of people in various professions that went full throttle too long, and they burned out. Rest can also mean to lean on someone. Remember the song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms? The idea of resting on Jesus for support. So rest can mean to find someone for support. What is rest? It's the mind is at rest when it ceases being disturbed or agitated. When it ceases being disturbed or agitated. I've been disturbed and agitated the past couple years a lot. A lot of being disturbed, a lot of being agitated, a lot of anxiety. And if you haven't guessed, this sermon was directed to me. You may have guessed that by now. But the importance of it is seen time after time. During the days of the judges, the land was said to be at rest on different occasions. And the Hebrew word that was used there for rest means to be still or inactive or undisturbed. It was in a state of tranquility. There was no problems, there were no wars, there were no conflicts. So the land, the country, the nation, the people were in a state of being undisturbed. It was a time of safety, it was a time of security. What is rest? The Bible repeatedly in the Old and New Testament tells God's people they need rest. The first thing we need rest from, the Bible says, is from anxiety. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, the wise man tells us this. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in verse 22. Ecclesiastes 2, beginning in verse 22 and following. He says, "For what has man for all his labor and for the striving of his heart with which he has toiled under the sun? For all his days are sorrowful and his work burdensome. Even in the night his heart takes no rest. This also is vanity. You laid awake at night because you're disturbed because of what is happening, the labors in your life, the works in your life." In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul told the church at Corinth this in verse 13. He says, "I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia." So even in Paul's life, he had some anxious moments. He had times where he was frustrated. And he needed to rest as well. So one of the things we need to rest from is to find relief from anxiety. Also, we need to rest as a refuge from trouble. If you've lived very many years, you will have experienced trouble. You may not have went looking for it, but it found you. In Psalm 55, beginning in verse 4, this is said to be one of David's psalms. Says, "My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness." He says, oh, I wish I could fly away from my anxiety, from my troubles, from my difficulties, from my terrors, from my fear, from my trembling. He says, I wish I could just fly away from them. David needed a refuge from his trouble. In Matthew chapter 8, Jesus informs us that rest is needed to help us recovery from fatigue, to recover from fatigue. Verse 24, "And suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he," referring to Jesus, "was asleep." Jesus got tired. Jesus took whatever opportunities presented themselves to him to recover from fatigue. We can go and go and go and do so much, and we must rest. We must have some relief from fatigue. We already looked at Mark 6:31. This was a very busy time in Jesus' life, in the life of the disciples. They were very busy going from town to town to town. But Jesus, as well as the disciples, were fatigued. And Jesus says, let's go away and rest for a while. You cannot continue to do Christian work without relaxing, without stopping for a while, without finding some relief. Because it will end up making you sick. It will end up causing you to completely quit or whatever. So Jesus knew you've got to go away and rest for a while. It's necessary. Job said that he needed rest from all the turmoil in his life. And I imagine you've had turmoil in your life. In Job verse 3, or chapter 3, beginning in verse 20. Job talks about this. Beginning in verse 20 of Job 3. Why is light given to him who's in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death but it has not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes. Job was needing release. Release from troubles, release from turmoil, release from these groanings, from these difficult times. Job says, I need release. The wise man said that rest was valuable. In Ecclesiastes chapter 4, the wise man says in verse 6, better a handful with quietness than both hands full together with toil and grasping for the wind. It says it's better to have a little bit of quiet than to have all of that activity. And how true that is. No wonder in the Old and New Testament God repeatedly tells us you can't go at full throttle. You have to cut back at times. You have to slow down at times. Or you'll get like Job, where Job says, I'm happy. I'm looking forward to the grave. I want to get rid of this turmoil so badly that I'm looking forward to death, and I'm looking forward to the grave, because once I'm there, Job said, there'll be no more turmoil. There'll be no more anxiety. There'll be no more worries. There'll be no more troubles. Job needed release from that. And people have times where they need release from that. That's why we need to remember to rest. But how do we find rest? That's the last question. How do you really find rest? How does God tell you to find the real rest? First of all, we need to know that God is with us. In Exodus 33, verse 14, Moses tells us by inspiration this in verse 14. Exodus 33, verse 14. He says in verse 14, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. This is God talking to Moses. He says, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Knowing God is with you, that He's watching over you, that He knows exactly what's going on in your life, is a way to find rest. In other words, knowing that you're not alone. In Psalm 33, we're told this in verse 13. Remembering that God is with us, he says in verse 13, "The Lord looks from heaven, he sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works." Or he understands what every person is going through. He understands all of their difficulties. He understands all of their turmoils. He understands all of their anxieties and worries. He understands every one of those things. So the first way to find rest is to know God is looking down. He understands every single thing you're going through. He probably understands it, and he does understand it better than you. Have you ever been to a point where you just think no one understands what you're going through? Well, here we're told God knows. He knows everything about you. He knows everything that's happened to you. He knows everything that is causing you worry and anxiety and turmoil and trouble. And he says, "I am watching over you. I know exactly what's going on in your life. You are never alone." The next thing to help us find rest is to trust in the Lord's promises. In Psalm 37, we're given some promises. This is also one of David's Psalms. In Psalms 37, verse 3, we're given some advice about finding rest. Beginning in verse 3 and following of Psalm 37, David writes, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm." That's what David says do. He says, trust in the Lord, delight in the Lord, trust in His promises, rest in Him, and wait patiently. So the promises that He gives us, that He's always going to be with us, that He's always looking down upon us, that nothing is ever going to be allowed to happen to us that's beyond our capability, trust in the Lord's promises, he says. How to find rest? Find rest through the Lord's salvation. In Psalms 116, beginning in verse 5, the psalmist gives us some more advice. Psalms 116, beginning in verse 5 and going down through verse 8. The psalmist says, beginning in verse 5, "Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low and He saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling." Find rest in the fact that the Lord is your Savior. Remember the times that you've been delivered in the past. Remember the times that you've been kept from falling. That is a way to find rest. How to find rest? Walk in the ways of the Lord. In Jeremiah chapter 6, and I know you'll recognize these words. In Jeremiah 6, verse 16, Jeremiah says this about finding rest. It says in verse 16, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it." His advice is, though,
find the old path, find the paths of Jehovah, where the good way is, and walk in it. Walking in the ways of the Lord will bring rest. In other words, knowing that you're doing your best in following God in His way will help bring rest. Why? Because you know you're doing what God wants you to do. You know you're doing the right thing. That can bring rest to you in the most difficult times of turmoil and trouble. One last thing. How to find rest? Through fellowship of other believers. In Romans chapter 15, Paul, near the end of the letter he wrote to the church at Rome, says this in verse 32. Romans 15, verse 32. Talking about coming, this is, he's talking about having, planning a visit to Rome and so forth. He says in verse 32, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God and may be refreshed together with you. See, finding refreshment, finding release, finding help can be found by being with other believers. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, we're given some more sage advice about finding rest with others, finding comfort with others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5, Paul writes, "For indeed when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not only by His coming, but also by the consolation with which He was comforted in you, when He told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoiced even more." Just by the coming of Titus, He was comforted. One of the joys of being in the assembly, especially, or being with other believers, is to have this help. In other words, we're to be there for each other. We're to help each other when we're going through difficult times. Times of turmoil, times of anxiety, times of worry, times of difficulty, times of trouble, times of strife. So we can find rest and we can find comfort through being with other believers. So how do I find rest? Remember that God is with me and He's always watching over me and He knows exactly what I'm going through. Every thought that goes through my mind, He knows. How to find rest? Trust in His promises. Find rest through the fact that He is your Savior, the source of your salvation. Find rest by knowing that you're walking in the ways of the Lord. And finally, find rest through fellowship with other believers. It's so important that we don't go through life with a full throttle. If we do, we will probably crash or burn out. The Hebrew writer tells us that there remains a heavenly rest. In Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest, as He has said, 'So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest,' although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." Verse 10, "For he who has entered His rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from His." We're told, of course, in Revelation chapter 14 that blessed are those who die in the Lord. Why? Because from henceforth, they'll have no what? They'll have no more troubles. They're going to rest from their labors. That's a heavenly rest that awaits the faithful child of God. But if we're ever going to make it to that point, we can't go through life with a full throttle. We must understand that when times of turmoil, difficulty, trouble, strife, anxiety come, that there is the way to find rest. And we know what those are. Tonight, if there's a need in anybody's part, maybe you have been anxious about this or that, or been concerned about something and you're in need of prayers of the congregation, we ask you and urge you to come as we stand and sing this song.